Good evening. I'm going to call to order the City of Monroe's Transportation Benefit District Board. Ms. Smoot, could you give the, do the roll call, please?
Certainly. Board members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cuddeback, Rasmussen, and Gearing.
Thank you. And this is for Tuesday, May 20th. The time is 6:36 p.m. Will everybody please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item that we have on the agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board on any issue related to the City of Monroe. Is there a sign-in sheet? Okay, there is none. Does anybody have any comments from citizens? Ms. Carpenter? You're the only one here, so I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay, no comments from citizens. We're going to go ahead and move on to consent agenda. Do I have a motion from council?
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Gearing. I'm sorry, Board Member Gearing, and a second from Board Member Rasmussen. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Okay, the next item on the agenda is new business. This is Transportation Benefit District Operations. And Brad, I believe that you've got it.
You should have in front of you a voter fact sheet for the upcoming scholarship 2014 ballot measure. This has been sent to the
PDC.
PDC. Who said they had no issues with it. However, it is for the determination of the board and the board's legal counsel whether or not it is meeting the requirements of state law and does not the campaign materials and establish a position that they can see nothing wrong with it. And their comment was that it has to be taken in the totality of whoever say regarding the issue as to whether or not someone could file a complaint that they'd have to investigate. So is there, any comments on that or anything that you'd like to see differently or any questions? I'd be happy to help.
Okay, Council. So this was sent off, I think, on Friday for review. What sort of thoughts do you have on it? Content, anything from font to format to et cetera, et cetera. Councilmember, I'm sorry, Board Member Gearing.
Thank you. Thanks for this. Looks nice. As I'm looking at the right-hand side, the light yellow area, the first two paragraphs to me actually seem kind of redundant. So you've got up and top in a large font, a 0.2% sales tax increase will generate. Then right below it, in not in numbers but in words, a 0.2% sales tax measure will go into effect. And then below Proposition 1, a 0.2% sales tax. So just as I first look at it, I'm like, okay, I'm reading. By the time I get to the third one, am I reading the same thing again? Good information, all needs to be there. I'm just saying, just as in my first glance, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, I've just read the same thing three times. I don't have any suggestions because it's the first time I've seen it. So that's just my first take. But the paragraph below that, I actually think that's probably the most important part to me, it is, because that's the part I want people to know that, okay, it's not just Monroe residents, this is everybody, and it's and it expires in 10 years and it's $826,000. There probably needs to be a period after years there as well in that paragraph. But you want initial thoughts? That's my initial thought there. It seems like the 0.2 is there 1, 2, 3 times before you get to what I'm hoping is, you know, this is everyone, not just us. You know, here's what it's going to do, and it expires in 10 years. The questions that people, you know, and the concerns they generally have, it's like, it's tax. I owe 10 years. All right. You know, so, you know, there's your answer, you know, right off the bat. So, again, those are just my initial thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm hearing take out some of the redundancy where it says 0.2% sales tax and then
0.2% sales tax, and then right below it is another 0.2% sales tax. This is three times right in a row.
Okay.
Good information, just, you know, can we say it in a little bit less, maybe? I don't know.
Do any of the board members have a similar feel on that? Any objection to
No,
I mean, I agree that it's redundant. We do mention it a couple times, you know, right in a row. So.
With the first paragraph, we could certainly take out a 0.2% sales tax and just put down the measure. We'll go before council, before Monroe voters. So there are things we can do to just remove the redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first paragraph there is intended to identify that it's August 5th, which of course it says up above as well. But
yeah, just taking this and like maybe combining it with this somehow.
So Councilmember Gehring is pointing to me what
I'm sorry
yeah. what he said orally, which is just to combine the first
perhaps,
two main
yeah.
paragraphs on the right side.
Yeah, and then I would actually again this is not just Monroe residents is the key. You know, and that's one of the reasons the police one went through is because really, you know, it's fair. It's not just Monroe residents. It's anybody who comes in. So to me, again, that's I don't know if there's another way to emphasize that. Maybe even in italics. I don't know. Not just Monroe residents. To me, I think that's a positive thing to emphasize.
Mm-hmm. Board Member Cutterback. Sorry, I didn't blink your light before, so you've got the floor.
So was there any concern on color, on the use of color as, I mean,
no.
I always think of a fact sheet as just black and white and laying out the bare minimum so they didn't have any problem with that we're using Monroe City colors that doesn't...
We're using our logo too, though.
Yeah, so. Okay.
If you recall the one from Marysville's colorful head pictures and things like that.
Okay.
So.
Okay, just asking. Looks too much like Husky colors to me.
I was thinking Lake Stevens, but...
You were thinking Lake Stevens.
Yeah.
I'm not a Husky. So
she's a what? Coug, that's
I'm
why.
A Coug.
Crimson and gray, and then it's all good. All right, there we go.
And then my next question is, would we ever list, like, some of the projects, but say not limited to. I mean, I don't know if that could give people, because we list over here preventive maintenance, major maintenance, rehabilitation, reconstruction, but I don't know if it's good information or helpful in people making a decision whether we put kind of a list of some of the roads that would be considered in that. We have some of those, I think, that we know of. Obviously, you mentioned some. Is that wise to do it? Is it factual information that will help someone make a good decision?
And before you respond, Brad, can we let the record show that Board Member Davis entered the room at 6:43 p.m.? Okay, Brad, go ahead.
Okay. The reason being is the... talked about in the preservation program about how we wanted to do the rooms that are in better condition first because it takes money out. You know, once they get so far, it doesn't cost any more.
Sure.
And the other one is that we still are waiting for the comprehensive plan to get finished with the utility system plan so that we can coordinate the roads so we aren't, you know, putting the overlay it or whatever, you know, this year and then 2 years down on the schedule we rip it up for the water liner or something like that. So not to get that false, you know, you told me you were going to do this road and why isn't it that yet kind of thing. Some people out there, if it passes, that was my only concern with doing that with a specific list of, you know, what was going to get done.
Yeah, you couldn't say something like, you know, kind of leave an example, give an example of list. I mean, we say in here up to $20 to reconstruct a road, that future cost, that's an estimate. That's not,
right.
I mean, we don't know that for sure, right? Because we don't know what future costs really will be with inflation and other things.
Yeah, but that's not taking into account inflation. That's just
yeah.
The difference between resuming a road versus
yeah.
letting it fail.
Food for thought whether it was
mm-hmm.
would help someone make a good decision if they knew kind of some examples of where the money would be spent versus as a voter they look at preventative maintenance, major maintenance, rehabilitation, reconstruction, and that doesn't really bring it home to maybe what's going to happen in our community. That's all.
So would it be possible, recognizing that you could put together a list maybe without dates, just a representative list of some of the roads that that would be would have work done. Just a list. The dates, of course. I think we all would agree that.
Date.
Yeah.
No.
So do you think that maybe a list of dates could not dates a list of projects could be added then maybe on a
or
side panel?
Or do you want to do the map of that?
Would the map help?
Last time, you know, this is the condition of the roads.
Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You yield.
Yeah.
Maps. In my, I'm visual, so I'm, uh-huh. I would love a map. I think that's very helpful for visual people.
Yeah, it might be
with the list of names or whatever.
Yeah, like where you put critical and, you know, just sample of possible projects.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to say these are definitely getting done, but these are what we're looking at to get done.
Sure.
It would give people more insight to, you know, see where the money actually is going. Oh, I see it's going on Frylands and going here probably and here.
Okay. All right, Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. In regards to the whole visual aspect, I mean, I think it would be could be a good idea to actually add pictures of our roads, incorporated with this, break up some of the color to it, but add that visual aspect to it, give people an idea, you know, exactly what we're when we say repaving, maintenance, and so forth. Oh, yeah, it means roads. I'm voting on roads and kind of adding that into it. So the flyer that you showed for Marysville, Brad, was, I think, a great example of something like that. So
yeah.
Before we go on to the next person, the title on the 0.2% sales tax increase will generate about $826,000 per year. It says transportation needs. If we're focusing on road repair and maintenance, would it be better to put down unmet street maintenance or, you know, street repairs and maintenance or something like that so that it doesn't sound like we're making improvements to the transportation network? Would council have any opposition to focusing rather than transportation needs, which I always think about extending things like Turney Place and,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
whatnot, yeah. focusing on road maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. Road maintenance sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. And with that, again, before we go on to Board Member Gehring, who's got the light on next, on the website, somebody pointed out to me that one of the projects that was identified on the website was the extension of Turney Place. That's not covered by this, is it?
No.
Okay. I'll go back and double check to make certain that I'm...
there.
Oh, it is there.
Yes.
Never mind. It was on the TIP, right?
What's on there is the ordinance that formed the TPD.
Oh, that's what they said.
Okay.
List of projects plus preservation.
All right.
Got it.
That's different.
As soon as
that's
this
different.
Is okay with everybody, then this goes up... That kind of stuff.
I'll clarify it,
yeah.
Sure.
Got it. Okay. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Brad, I would suggest in the preservation program paragraph, halfway down after you say future cost of up to $20 to reconstruct a road, I would get rid of everything else after that. You've lost me as a reader at that point with a bunch of big words, and I'm after the average voter, I'm not going to read it. You've already lost me. I have what I need to know up to the $20 to reconstruct a road. Simpler probably leaves you a little bit more space. Although we have numerous road segments that are failing or near failing condition, the money generated if the tax increase is approved will be first spent on preventing additional roads from failing. Each dollar spent on preventative and major maintenance avoids future costs of up to $20 to reconstruct a road. The end. I mean, that tells you what you need to know. Everything else there, I think, is kind of extra. I don't think you need it. I think there's some, you know, $15 words in there. You know, I was not an English major, right? So, you know, I just, you know, comment. I'd get rid of everything after reconstruct a road, my personal opinion.
Do any board members have an objection to taking out that last sentence following the preventative maintenance?
Okay.
Okay. So we'll have that removed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any other comments from the board? Yes?
Is that a formatting?
One thing that Board Member Gehring noted and that I noted as well is that the TBD frame on the left side, the column on the left, that it's done in full justification.
Yep.
And while I like full justification, when you put it into a narrower frame, it has a tendency to create those big gaps like where it says Monroe and Transportation, maybe.
It's just, I think, three words.
Yeah, maybe if we take that and put that into left justify, yeah, it might look a little bit better. So,
thank you.
Good catch.
I'm done.
Good.
Okay. Before we move off of this, then, would the board like to bring this back again to another board meeting, or would you just like to have the changes made, sent out to you, and then give you a few days to get back to us if you have any questions, concerns about it? What I'm thinking there is that we probably want, and we haven't spoken with staff about this yet, but we probably want to try to have this complete in time to go into a utility bill as a fact sheet. Is that?
Assuming the June utility bill is it has to be done by the end of May.
Oh, by the end of May for June?
So June and July utility bill, wouldn't we?
July
at a minimum. But.
Okay. So May 30th is the due date to have this finished, which means that staff would probably appreciate knowing if there are any changes to the final document by the end of this week, then. Does that sound? So staff, would you have time to make the changes to this and send it out for comment maybe by tomorrow or so?
We could actually send out an updated version in July as well if there was some change we wanted to make that we didn't like.
Gene?
Just a reminder to council, if you do have changes, just respond to Brad, don't respond to all.
Right.
So we don't have an OPMA violation.
Okay. Thank you.
The only thing is the pictures need a longer
than that, but I can do that.
I'll
make a
picture here or something.
Okay. Sounds good. So Brad will get off to you a revised sheet with the text and placeholders for pictures by tomorrow, by end of business tomorrow. And if you could check your email on Wednesday night and Thursday, get any comments back to him by Friday morning, that would be appreciated so that we can meet our deadline for getting something in the mailing on the 30th. Did you have something? Yes.
The OPMA concern is that the council should only be taking action on an item in open session in a meeting. So the concept of directly dealing with staff and building a document outside the confines of that meeting is a little bit concerning.
My recommendation
would be if the council does foresee additional revisions, substantive revisions to this document, I recommend doing that in an open meeting at some future point before the deadline.
Okay, so with that said, we're not scheduled to have another meeting before the end of the month. Are you comfortable with the direction that has been given to staff? Okay.
Yeah.
We will proceed without council. Full member Karen, yes?
Yes, please. I think if we send something out in June and we realize, we want to tweak something, like I said, there's the opportunity to change it for the July utility bill, because that'll be a little more closer to when ballots are showing up as well. So even if it's, the best effort between now, since we don't have another meeting, we can make tweaks if we need to. That would be my suggestion.
All right. Sounds good. Please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble entered the chambers at 6:54. All right, Brad, we'll go ahead and go on to the next item, discussion and potential direction to staff regarding miscellaneous TBD issues.
Actually, Zach, I have one of the previous items.
Oh, okay.
Educational materials and meetings. In addition to the fact sheet that we'll go up to the utility bills, outreach activities that the board would like to see undertaken.
Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. It's during the summertime. I'm okay with stuff going out in the utility bill. If we want to put something on the, whatever we're okay with doing on the city website, blast out through city social media, those kinds of things, great. Actually having community meetings and stuff, I think those would be poorly attended during summertime when there's lots of activities for something like this, quite frankly. So my preference would be just to stick with these kind of things, but that's me. Thank you.
Anybody else? Board Member Cuddeback.
Is there any way we can put the fact sheet, I don't know if this crosses any lines, but put the fact sheet in the paper, like the Monroe Monitor, or just... I don't know, or somehow get the fact sheet in a newspaper. Is that allowed?
Council, this is an issue that potentially implicates the guidelines that have been established for use of public facilities for campaign purposes by the state's Public Disclosure Commission. One of the concerns or factors that the PDC will review in attempting to determine whether or not a particular use of public resources is permissible is the manner in which the city's fact sheet is distributed. And it should be in the normal, regular, accustomed manner that the city typically uses to distribute information through the community. I think there's an argument to be made that if the city uses its official newspaper to, for example, circulate public hearing notices and things of that nature, that you could use that to also distribute a fact sheet for an upcoming ballot measure. I have never personally seen a PDC opinion on that, and if the council would prefer to go down that path, my recommendation would be to look into that. At the very least, contact the PDC and get the compliance director's feedback before doing it.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, just asking the question.
Okay. Is there anybody else interested in putting this in a newspaper? If so, we will follow up with PDC. Otherwise, okay. All right, is there anything else, Brad? Okay, is there an interest in having a another meeting in June? Is that something we can decide at a later date, or do we need to decide that here?
No.
Okay. Just do a regular notice. Okay. All right, is there anything else? We don't have a need for an executive session for the Transportation Benefit District Board. Do I have a motion for adjournment, or Councilmember Hanford?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Hanford. I have a second from, who was it?
Rasmussen.
Councilmember Rasmussen. All in any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. We will move into council in about 4 minutes.